Good afternoon. In the wake of the latest storm that brought a few inches of snow to the region overnight and early this morning, the wind has increased, and at times this afternoon will gust over 30 and even 40 miles an hour, driving in drier air. We will have in and out sunshine through the day, and that will help temperatures reach up into the lower 30s on average for afternoon highs. Skies will continue to clear this evening, and overnight the wind will die out. With that deep snowpack, temperatures will drop once again to between 0 and 10 above on average by early tomorrow morning. So with high pressure in control, we'll start out sunny tomorrow, but the next storm system will already make an approach by the middle of the day, and clouds will be on the increase. They'll grow thicker as we get through the middle of the day, and then toward dark, we'll pick up some light snow from west to east. High temperatures on Tuesday will be into the upper 20s. That snow will continue to fly into the evening hours. Then overnight, as milder air flows over the top of cold air at the surface, that snow will change over to sleet and some freezing rain, which could cause a period of icing before temperatures at ground level warm up above freezing, and rain showers will be the dominant precipitation type into the early morning hours on Wednesday. Some rain and snow showers will be common on Wednesday afternoon as high temperatures reach to about 40. A trailing system behind this storm will bring us the chance for some snow on Thursday, especially south of I-90 and east of the Hudson River. It remains to be seen what the track of this next storm will take, so we'll keep our eyes on this as we head into the midweek period. Highs on Thursday will be in the mid-20s. High pressure will build back in on Friday, bringing us mostly sunny skies and highs in the 20s to round out the work week. Back into the 30s for the weekend with a weak disturbance pushing a few snow showers through on Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere ejecting out of the southwestern United States will meet up with cold air east of the Rockies to produce a healthy-sized storm over the next few days. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for a large part of the Rockies. The San Juan Mountains in southern Colorado could pick up as much as 3 to 4 feet of snow from this storm, which will also increase the avalanche risk heading into the middle of the week. Meanwhile, out on the plains, in advance of the storm, blizzard watches and warnings have been issued for parts of eastern South Dakota and southern Minnesota west of Minneapolis. While snowfall amounts will not be particularly impressive, on the order of about 2 to 5 inches, the wind will gust at times up to 50 miles per hour, causing considerable blowing and drifting snow and reduce visibility to a quarter mile or less at times. And fog is a problem east of the Appalachians and parts of the southeast today. Dense fog advisories have been issued for reduced visibility in these areas, and there could be flight delays in D.C., Charlotte, and Atlanta due to the thick fog. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Fort Myers and MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, Florida, to a low of 22 below zero at Berlin, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sun and wind in the upper 30s, Boston partly sunny and windy in the upper 30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and windy with highs around 20. The average high temperature in Albany today 39 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 65 set in 1991, and the record low 4 below zero in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 6:30 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:46 p.m., 11 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, becoming windy with snow showers today, highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Clearing and very cold tonight with lows near zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid-30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, becoming windy with snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s to around 30. Clearing and very cold tonight with lows near 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with a few flurries and snow showers today, highs in the lower 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 5 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and windy with a few flurries and snow showers today and highs in the lower 30s. Clear and cold tonight with lows near 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to clouds with light snow breaking out again by dark in the upper 20s. Snow, sleet, freezing rain overnight Tuesday night, rain showers Wednesday morning. Rain and snow showers Wednesday afternoon with highs around 40. Another chance of snow Thursday in the mid-20s, mostly sunny in the mid-20s Friday. A few snow showers in the 30s on Saturday and upper 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.